Good morning. This is Long Island Morning Edition on 88.3 WLIW FM, heard in Western Suffolk on 96.9 FM. I'm Michael Mackey. Catholic Charities of Long Island has received a $1,775,841 federal government grant to assist some of the about 14,000 Ukrainians who have moved to New York since the Russian invasion, Governor Kathy Hochul said yesterday. The grant will allow the Diocese of Rockville Center to help resettle the refugees with employment assistance, skills training, English as a second language, and, if needed, housing and food support. Bart Jones reports on Newsday.com that the grant to the Amityville-based Catholic Charities is among the largest given, from $21.4 million set aside by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Office of Refugee Resettlement for 17 refugee services agencies helping Ukrainians statewide. We are proud to continue to welcome those who have been forced to flee their homeland by the ongoing and unjust violent attack by Russia, Governor Hochul said in a statement. Since Russia launched the invasion in February, an estimated 75,000 Ukrainians have come to the U.S. through the federal government's Uniting for Ukraine program. The program allows displaced Ukrainians and their families to stay in the United States for up to 2 years. They must have a supporter in the United States who provides them with financial assistance during their stay. The grants are intended to supplement efforts already underway to assist the refugees. Daniel W. Teets, Commissioner of New York State's Office of Temporary and Disability Assistance, said New York has long been a beacon of hope for those fleeing persecution and displaced by war throughout the world. This funding will help ensure that they will assimilate here. New York State let fraudsters make off with at least $11 billion in taxpayer cash as jobless claims soared during the height of the COVID-19 pandemic a couple of years ago, aided by loosened eligibility rules and an already crumbling state unemployment system, Comptroller Tom DiNapoli charged yesterday. Zach Williams reports in the New York Post that the $11 billion was lost in 2020 under then-Governor Andrew Cuomo to outright fraud and overpayments, according to DiNapoli's audit of the mess. But he warned that despite the stunning theft in the first year of the pandemic and lockdowns, billions more in fraud is likely to be uncovered. Quote, "There was good intent to get as much money out the door, but the problem was that it made the system even more susceptible to fraud, particularly with regard to identity theft," said the controller. Department officials did not heed warnings as far back as 2010 that the UI system was out of date and consequently difficult to maintain, and that it lacked the agility necessary to adjust to new laws and the scapability to handle workload surges, said New York State Comptroller Thomas DiNapoli yesterday regarding pandemic-era theft of the unemployment system in New York State. Projected declines in customer usage and the cost of natural gas could lead to lower utility bills next year, LIPA said in releasing its proposed $4.14 billion operating budget for 2023. However, past projections have shown that savings don't always materialize. Mark Harrington reports on Newsday.com that last year, LIPA projected monthly bills would be around $169 a month, but in the end, spiking costs for natural gas led bills this year to rise 15% over its projection, with customers paying an average $25 a month more than expected. LIPA and budget information released yesterday said it expects residential customer bills next year to decline to around $175 a month. A Port Jefferson Station nonprofit that operates group homes and day programs for developmentally disabled adults has received a $5 million state grant to refurbish and make repairs at more than two dozen of its facilities. Carl McGowan reports on Newsday.com that Mary Haven Center of Hope officials told Newsday that construction began in September to fix and replace roofs, kitchens, windows, and other amenities at 26 houses and skills training programs in Suffolk County. Construction is expected to be completed in 3 years. Some of our homes are probably upwards of 50 years old, so you're looking at your typical upgrades, whether it's roofing or siding, Executive Director Charles Vanek told Newsday. In the case of roofs, there's the potential of leaks because they've outlived their lifespan. Maryhaven officials said the New York State Dormitory Authority grant will pay for improvements to bathrooms, workshops, basements, and heating systems at apartments, group residences, and day program facilities. The organization, founded in 1929, serves adults with cerebral palsy, autism, Down syndrome, and other conditions. In addition to providing housing with support staff, Maryhaven offers occupational training and programs to teach daily life skills. Maryhaven's facilities include 29 homes, 10 day programs that teach daily living skills, as well as specialized training in the performing and culinary arts, and the Integrated Business Center in Yaphank, where disabled and non-disabled people work alongside one another to learn vocational skills. Long Island has 7 of New York State's 19 hospitals with A ratings from a nonprofit that focuses on hospital safety, a report released today found. David Olson reports on Newsday.com that one of those 7, St. Francis Hospital and Heart Center in Flower Hill, earned the most as of any New York hospital in 10 years in which the nonprofit Washington, D.C.-based Leapfrog has released ratings. The other 6 hospitals with A ratings are Glen Cove Hospital, Huntington Hospital, Mather Hospital in Port Jefferson, North Shore University Hospital in Manhasset, NYU Langone Hospital, Long Island Hospital in Mineola, and Syosset Hospital. Leapfrog, which bases its twice-a-year ratings on data reported to the Federal Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services and on its own survey, focuses on hospitals' ability to protect patients from preventable errors, accidents, injuries, and infections. CMS also has a rating system, but it is based on a much higher number of criteria. 5 of the 7 A hospitals on Long Island are affiliated with Northwell Health, which has 10 hospitals island-wide. The Heart of Riverhead Civic Association would present an introduction to Neighborhood Watch with Riverhead Town Police Lieutenant Jonathan Devereaux this evening at 6 p.m. in the Riverhead Free Library. The public is welcome and encouraged to attend to learn more about securing our homes and protecting our neighborhoods. Every Heart of Riverhead Civic meeting includes an open discussion where members and guests talk about issues of concern. As many conversations center on or around public and personal safety, Lieutenant Devereaux will address how to better protect our homes, families, and neighborhoods, from simple ways to make property more secure and when and how to call for help to making neighborhoods safer. Tonight's An Introduction to Neighborhood Watch with Riverhead Town Police Lieutenant Jonathan Devereaux begins at 6 p.m. in the Riverhead Free Library. Maybe it's the dazzling sunsets or to-die-for water views, but southeastern Long Island, a.k.a. the Hamptons, racked up a whopping total of 9 zip codes in Property Shark's ranking of 100 most expensive zip codes in the nation. It was a list released yesterday. Lisa Finn reports on Patch.com that topping the list of South Fork zip codes, which sported the highest median home sales for 2022, was Sagaponics 11962 at number 2 in the U.S. with a median sale price of $5,750,000. Next was Watermills 11976 at number 18 with a median price of $3,699,000. Amagansett's 11930 followed at number 22 and a median price of $3,525,000. Bridgehampton's 11932 is number 25 with a median price of $3.3 million. Wainscott's 11975 was ranked number 35 at a median of $2,813,000, followed by Quag's 11959 at number 36 with a median of $2,813,000. Montauk's 11954 was listed at number 82 with a median price of $2 million. Southampton's 11968 was ranked number 88, $1.9 million. And Sag Harbor's 11963 came in at number 91 with a median sale price of $1,865,000. In California, Atherton's 94027 remained firmly entrenched at number 1, $7.9 million median sale. This has been Long Island Local News on Long Island's only NPR station, WLIW-FM. I'm Michael Mackey.